Get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Enrique Ramilio is founder and CEO at Doon. Miguel Loxin is co-founder and COO at Doon. So hello, Enrique and Miguel. Welcome to Startup Podcast PH. We're very happy to have you. Kamusta?
Hey, thanks, Johnny. Happy to be here. Thanks for having us. We're pretty good. We're just in the office today, hard at work. How about yourself?
Hi, Johnny. Thanks for having us. It's an honor to be part of your podcast. And hello to all the listeners. Thanks for being interested.
Yes, I'm actually very excited now to learn more about the newest in the Philippines, a peer-to-peer car sharing marketplace. Ano. So this is actually very exciting, lalo na sa usaping transportasyon, sa usaping ng mga kotse. Marami sa ating mga listeners ang very interested dito for sure. Ano. Pero I'll ask the first question ano, and you can explain more. Ano. So ano nga ang Doon? So maybe Enrique or Miguel can answer that question.
So Doon is pretty simple. It's basically just a way for car owners to share their cars when they're not using it with people who need cars, right? And they can all do this in a secure way on the Doon platform. It's basically very, very, very similar to like an Airbnb situation, but instead of a property, a house, it's a car, right? Same concept, yeah. Same idea, but it really helps people who have a need to travel around the Philippines for either business or pleasure.
Yeah. So it's very simple. I mean, like the concept itself, imbis nga na house sharing or like property sharing, like in Airbnb, it's basically car sharing. Miguel, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think Doon is a great opportunity for a lot of our kababayans to actually alleviate some of their pains when it comes to income. It's interesting to note that I think 94, 93% of the time, a car is parked. So we want to put people in a good position to perform, right? Instead of having your car parked and depreciating, we want to be able to give them an opportunity to earn. It's already an asset, right? So might as well maximize the use of it.
Yes, that's true. I know. I mean, maybe you've done more research than me. I know. Siguro ang main issue dito, now that I'm thinking about it, supply and demand, but more than supply and demand, your utilization ng mga kotse. Kasi for example, when a Filipino buys a car, hindi naman niya yan gagamitin 24/7, di ba? For example, magagamitin lang niya yan, let's say, pag weekdays. Pag weekends, hindi niya nagagamit. So para ma-fully utilize yung car, pwede niyang iparent or ibagamit lang sa iba kaysa bibili pa lahat ng bawat isang tao sa Pilipinas pero hindi naman 100% na-utilize. So para may ganung aspect din dito, right? So, I'll have you speak more about this. Ano. So ano nga ba talaga yung parang mismong problem na inyong sinasolve? Is it about the supply and demand, the utilization, as I've said, and maybe yun nga yung extra income na maaaring potentially makuha ng mga car owners? Ano. So maybe you can tell more about the problem really that or the gap that you're really solving here sa Doon.
Well, I think I'd best answer that question just by asking you another question. No, Johnny? If, for example, I ask you right now, Johnny, you need to go to Baguio, you need to have a lunch meeting with somebody, and then come back to Manila. How can you do that?
I'll take the bus.
Right.
I'll take the bus.
So that's basically where you're stuck. You don't have any other option. There's no option for you to drive yourself. There's no option for you to take a grab. You can't take a grab to Baguio. And even if you get one grab driver to agree, how do you get home? Right? Within that same amount of time. So I think that's really, like in a nutshell, what we're tackling. The Philippines, on its nature, has a very low mobility index. That means that if you don't have your own transportation, if you don't have your own car, it's very difficult to go anywhere in the country.
Yeah, that's true. I actually live right now outside of Metro Manila and tama, walang taxi dito, hindi umabot ang taxi dito. And second of all, like for example, si Grab, hindi umabot ang Grab dito unless very special ride.
And exactly.
Maaari nga na since I don't own my own car right now kasi actually kaka-uwi ko lang from another country, so wala pang few months na nakakasettle sa Pilipinas, wala pang sariling car. And baka nga mas mura for me, since I have a license naman, mas mura and mas convenient for me na mag-rent na lang ng car. Ano. So what do you think about that? What do you think? Or maybe you have anything to add pa, Miguel?
I think what's good about Doon is our supply. So we can basically, we have cars that are 15 years old. So that means if you're renting out a 2010 Ford Tuner, you can rent out that out for like maybe 1,000, 1,500 a day compared to other traditional car rental setups that would usually push for a driver, right? So let's say from company A, you have a car with driver for a day. They charge you 3.5 plus fuel. How much is that going to cost, right? But if you rent out through Doon, cost you to rent out the car plus their fees, it's going to end up like with siguro mga 2,000 plus yung gas mo na lang.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
so it's very pro-public yung product namin.
So just thinking about what you said, no, Johnny, I mean, you said you came from a different country, you just got home to the Philippines. Do you have a driver's license?
I have a license since a long time ago na. Although, actually, okay, never pa ako nagkaroon ng sarili kong car.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. That means you're exactly our customer. You know how to drive,
yeah.
But you don't have a car, and you only need your car sometimes, right? You only need to drive places sometimes. So that means Doon is perfect for you. For those times when you absolutely need to go somewhere and be in control of your own time, you can just rent a car. We take all the types of payment method available in the Philippines, GCash, credit card, PayMaya, all of it. We make it very easy for most people to rent a car. We have a very simple verification process as well. So if you can get verified on GCash, you can get verified on Doon. Very simple, very similar, you know. And that's basically the only things you really need to rent out a car from us. And yeah, just make yourself mobile.
Yeah. And it's actually a sizable market. Ano? I mean, yung mga tulad ko na kaka-uwi lang, or maybe, for example, let's say OFWs. Kasi if you're an OFW and hindi ka naman like mag-stay na matagal sa Pilipinas, baka hindi rin sulit bumili ng sariling car. Ano? So it can also be like a niche or a for it. Kasi you have something na maaaring mo gamit for mobility, pero hindi mo na kailangan like keep for a long time, tapos igagarahe mo pa and i-maintain mo pa for quite a long time.
No commitment. All you do is say, okay, I need a car 1 month, then somebody else worry about the rest of it, basta you just drive.
Yes, and actually, aside from this, that's true. Isa pa, as Enrica said kanina, ano, for example, I have a car, I live it with a family, for example, and then limited yung cars, but we have to go, for example, yung anak ko, for example, wala pong anak, pero for example, anak ko or asawa ko, kailangan gamitin yung car, but I have a business trip, let's say, to Baguio or let's say to another part of the Philippines. Or for example, I want to have a vacation, I mean, like, family vacation. So maybe we can rent ano from Doon. Ano. Pero yeah, coming from you, so what really do you imagine for the car sharing marketplace to be used? So ano ba na-imagine nyo na para maybe demographics ng users, or how exactly is it to be used by any Filipino? So, and
that's the thing.
Parang when I rent a car, it's akin muna siya for a long time until I finish using it. So how does it work basically?
So let's tackle that in two parts. So I'll talk about the vision, and then Mix will talk about how it works. No? So just to kick it off for the vision, Doon is meant to be used by anyone in the Philippines that has a car, right? So if you have a car, you're automatically like 90% of the way there to being eligible to become a host for us. The next 10% is just the criteria, right? Our criteria currently is that your car has to be worth 3 million pesos or less this year, in the current year that you're onboarding. So that's the maximum we can cover, cars up to 3 million pesos or less. And it has to be 15 years old or newer. So that's our two criteria. That means we can tackle majority of the car-owning population in the Philippines, right? Now, once you have that car that's eligible, you're not using it all the time, put it on Doon, start earning some extra income for it. That's one half of who we envision to use it, right? So it's very broad. The other half is all about enabling travel, right? We're talking about mobility here. So we envision all types of uses, from your standard business meeting or guests visiting from out of town, to family vacations or errands. I mean, you never know when you're going to need a car. We're also exploring maybe long-term rental to see how that works, right? But it's basically finding the right car for your needs. So, for example, one of our use cases is if you're flying to a different province in the Philippines for a site visit and you need to borrow a 4x4, there's no 4x4s available from traditional rental car companies. But on Doon, because you're renting it from another person, it's very likely that somebody in that province of whatever, Bulacan, Bacolod, wherever it is, will have the type of 4x4 you need. That's our vision there, right? We're doing supply and demand, where because of our criteria being so broad, we can take anything. We can take anything from your 15-year-old Toyota Vios na pang para sa lahat, pang masa talaga, cheap rentals, all the way up to yung mga mamahalin na Ford Mustang or whatever na you just need for a date, for example. And in between, you have SUVs. You know, maybe you need a 4x4 Mitsubishi Montero or whatever just because pupunta kang farm. Doon can handle that, right? So we're really about empowering personal mobility. I think that's really our vision here, to make the Philippines more accessible because it's not very accessible.
Yeah. So how it works is, number one, we want to make sure that everyone in our platform is verified. So whether being a guest or a host, the only difference is, as a guest, we require you to submit a valid driver's license, because obviously if you don't have a driver's license, you can't be a guest, right? After you get verified, that's the only time you can actually book cars or onboard vehicles. So if you are the direct owner of a vehicle, meaning the ORCR is under your name, you can just upload those documents, fill out the car information sheet, go around your car, take photos. That's it. If you're not the direct owner, we have a special document called the authority to lease. It basically asks the car owner to declare that he is giving you his authorization to rent his or her car out on the Doon platform. Yeah, just to make sure that everyone is covered. We did it this way because there's a lot of car rentals going on Facebook Marketplace, Reddit, and these people don't know any better because, number one, they think that personal insurance will cover a car rental. In reality, it won't, because they're making money out of it. It's a commercial trip. That's why in our platform, we offer comprehensive commercial insurance in daily increments. That's a Filipino first. We're the only ones who can do it. So as a host, when you're renting out the car, you don't even have to pay for insurance as an annual exercise. The guest pays for it per booking, right? So that's a big entry point that we've already addressed, because a lot of people don't want to pay for comprehensive commercial insurance because it costs 2 or 3 times as much as personal insurance, right? So we've got that. Then after you've onboarded your vehicle, our app is going to confirm it and will ask you, hey, would you like to avail of your free AAP membership? That's on us too. So you get all the roadside assistance, all these perks from the AAP, like discounts from the partnering establishments. And again, this is just an extra value that we offer our customers because we believe that, you know, road safety is very important when it comes to car rental, right? So outside of that, there's also an option for us for any of our hosts to avail GPS. So just to name our partners, we're partnered with Pioneer Insurance. We are partnered with AAP. And we are also partnered with CarTrack PH. So these are companies that are very well known in the industry. We didn't just like partner with a minor player. We partnered with big players so we can help alleviate all the concerns in the car rental industry. Alam mo naman sa Pilipinas, madaming gusto mong scam, madaming gusto kumita, pero di sila, wala silang legal protection. So kung gusto ng mga kababayan natin magparenta ng kotse, and they're doing it on their own, tingnan nila yung doon, kasi at least with us, pwede namin kayong matulungan. We already have the contracts available, we have the technology, diba? We also expand your reach. Isipin nyo na may mga tao na naghahanap ng mga customer nila sa Facebook, babasa-basa ko sila comments, but if you have your car listed with us, may titingin lang sa app, okay, nandito sa Bulacan, may kotse akong available, pwede ko na, ito yung presyo, right? So, madali lang makikita yung listing mo. Mm-hmm. Now, going to the booking, it's very straightforward. Just put in your location. It's gonna be a car suggested to you. And then, syempre, it's your car, your rules. So, the host dictates its availability, own rules, right? And may car photos naman, there's a car description. So, it's very transparent. And one thing that we're really proud of is our app. Our app teaches people to exercise due diligence, right? To allow people to learn how to help themselves, right?
Yeah.
So we want to be able to address that. Like, hey, if you are renting your car out in Facebook Marketplace na isa ka lang, wala ang kontrata, na naghihingi ka pa ng extra ID na iiwan sa'yo, yung mga medyo hassle, daan mo sa doon, wala nang hassle. We take care of everything for you. And the good thing about us as well is, let's say, ikaw, Johnny, paparenta ka ng kotse, 3,000 pesos yung presyo mo per day. Yung 3,000 na yun, makukuha mong buhay.
Mm-hmm.
Di kami yung parang na upfront, may hinihingi na kaming pera sa inyo. Wala kaming ganun. We only make money when you make money. Alright? And for me, that's a lot of value that we want to offer our kababayans, because life's not getting any easier. Inflation's getting worse, right? So a lot of people are looking for different hustles. And a lot of us own cars na we don't really use on a daily basis, especially now, may hybrid setup na, diba? But there's always going to be a neighbor or someone within your vicinity that who might need your car for a day. Diba ang ganda parenggan na, kunwari ikaw, nasa condo ka, may kotse ka, then it's probably like 65% of the condo, walang kotse, but they need a car. Diba ang dali magtiwala na, pinarenta ko yung kotse ko sa neighbor ko. Right? Fully covered, legally, with insurance, anything and everything in between. Right? Parang, it really helps society. Right? And we're also about community building. We want to be able to be in that standard where, you know, our users are good people. They're not here to scam people or anything like that. It's very transparent. So let's say, pag kunwari, nag-post ka ng listing, ito yung pictures mo. Pagdating doon ni guest, iba pala yung kotse, mas bulok. So ngayon, the guest can, you know, put in a one-star rating, put in a comment, para makita ng mga tao, this guy is a naughty host. Don't trust him. Right? So at the end of the day, if you want to do business with us, we really value good service, right? And not everyone who does business is here to just, you know, pull a fast one on you. There are people who really want to honestly do good business with other people. So we want to attract those people to onboard their cars on our platform and also be a guest.
Yeah, so it's really like, ano, it's really like Airbnb, ano, and itagdag na natin dito yung parang idea na kasama nung nag-evolve si Airbnb, nag-evolve din yung parang pakikituro ng mga tao when it comes to the idea of renting. Kasi dati when you think of renting, parang hindi mo kailangan alagaan, for example, sa Airbnb, hindi mo kailangan alagaan yung bahay, for example, guluhin mo lang. Pero now you're dealing with another person's asset or property. Now, sa doon naman, it's the same, ano, parang andun din yung pakikituro dapat nung mag-rent ng car doon sa may-ari ng car. So basically, parang in a nutshell, doon is acting like an intermediary. Lahat, yung kontrata, yung legalities, yung insurance, yung technology, yung pag-connect, and yung rating system pa ay hawak ni doon. Pero after that, all else ay kumbaga deal na nung mag-rent and doon nung nagpaparent ng car. So I'll have you take this time ano na-invite ang ating mga nakikinig, baka mayroong mga nakikinig na mayroong extra vehicles, extra car, extra asset na gusto nilang ipa-rent, ipa-host, and baka mayroong mga nakikinig na mga naghahanap ng mga cars for short term use ano. So maybe you can invite our listeners to try out doon before we go to our next part where we talk about some stories behind founding the startup. Go ahead.
Well, for all those listening there, onboarding on Doon, either as a host or a guest, it's just as easy as going onto your App Store, Google Play Store, or Huawei Store, and searching for the Doon app, downloading it, and getting verified. It's simple as that. Just four letters, and you're on your way to mobility.
Sa lahat ng mga tao na gusto kumita ng extra, na di nila alam kung ano gagawin nila sa parked car nila, or let's say you want to plan a trip and you want to cut costs, try to check out Doon. We really do our best to try to verify all of our users, and we want to be able to provide really good service to all our Kababayans and also our foreign guests, right? So I invite you to download our app. It's Doon. Hopefully in the next few months, we'll have our website up. So it's much easier for everyone to access.
Yeah, and this is also for ano pala, for foreigners na nag-travel sa Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Most of them have difficulties in getting their own car. So if they want, for example, if they stay in Luzon and they want to travel to let's say Bicol or Quezon or Baguio or LU, La Union, Pangasinan, so it's actually easier and more convenient for them and more affordable for them ano, to just rent a car. So maybe for our listeners, try out renting a vehicle in Doon.
Yeah. Ayan,
so punta naman tayo sa next part ng ating podcast. So let's talk about some stories behind Doon. So paano nga ba nag-start ang Doon, or paano nagsimula yung idea of building a new car sharing / car rental marketplace startup sa Pilipinas, and how did the two of you meet? So paano nabuo ang team behind Doon? Maybe Enrique can start, ano?
Okay, well, Mix and I, we met many years ago. Nung bago pa lang yung Poblacion, and kami pa lang yung pumupunta sa Z Hostel.
Yeah, I actually know those times.
Eight or nine years ago. Let's see. That's basically it. We've been friends for that long, and last year lang, we decided to work together, no? But in terms of how Doon actually came to be, that actually happened in 2019, right before the pandemic. I was traveling in the UK, and I made this mistake where I booked my flight to land in Heathrow Airport on Good Friday. And lahat ng rental car office, sarado. So I was just trying to find a car. I need to travel. I need to drive 3 hours up out of London. And I found this app called Turo. I tried it. I go, puta, okay to, galing. Within like 10, 15 minutes, verified, okay na credit card ko. And I had a Tesla coming to meet me in the airport.
Oh.
Right? So, galing. I got to try pa Tesla. After noon, I didn't think about it too much. And then we hit the pandemic. Sometime in the middle of the pandemic, I was really trying to figure out what kind of business to pivot onto. I was involved in commercial solar power before. Solar power for factories and warehouse and manufacturing. And medyo mabagal ng pandemic. So I thought about my experience with Turo, and I thought, maybe we can bring this to the Philippines. So I started working on it. First thing I worked on was the insurance. And because I had a good relationship already with Pioneer from a different business, it came out that they were very much willing to experiment on a brand new idea. And so Doon started to get its legs, gain some steam, all the way until I told you in 2022, we got our first investment from AHG Lab as our joint venture partner, who's been building the tech for us, among other things. And we're here today. Just from that mistake of booking a trip when it's Holy Week. Things happen.
Yeah, so baka nga ano, no, baka meron ding mga foreigner traveler na nag-book papuntang Luzon, but they landed sa Clark Airport, for example, and they need to go to Metro Manila. Although, meron na may ibang ways, pero baka for some of them, mas convenient mag-rent na own car.
Yeah.
Especially,
I mean,
for example, if they need to go to another place, ano.
It's really
we have a handful of foreigners booking in our app right now. But surprisingly, most of our bookings are very local.
Yeah, so maybe Miguel, ano, sige, you can continue the story ano, of how you joined Enrique in Doon. Pero that's also another nakaka-curious na aspect nitong Doon. So in your experience so far, so what are the motivations or the reasons for the people who have been using the app or Doon so far? Ano? I mean, why do they rent cars? I mean, is it for the travel, for leisure, for family, for ano? So baka meron din kayong ideas na about that. But let's continue muna this story, Miguel.
Yeah, so with Enrique, like he mentioned, nakakilala kami si Gimmick. We were going out almost every other night, like having drinks, eating out, whatever. Had a really strong bond with a certain group of friends. And then the funny thing is, he didn't know what I was good at, like my profession at the time. I really specialize in operational compliance. I do some product and tech work as well. I came from the sports betting industry, 12 years. And then this year, Enrique reached out. He said that, hey, I need a number two. A common friend of ours recommended me. And Mix, you never told me that you were good at this. I was like, you never asked. So I got invited for an interview. And then everything else fell into place. So
just correct you, it's last year.
Last year, sorry, yeah, last year, like around mid last year.
Yeah.
So I'm here
2023.
Now. And yeah, I left a 12-year job to pursue Enrique's vision, right? I really like the product because it really helps a lot of people, not only hosts, but also guests. And, you know, Dawn is for those people who need to go to point A, B, C, D, E, right? Because other people will just book a car, take a cas, or do whatever if they want to get to point A and B. But let's face it, all of those things are subject to surge prices, right? It's a very inconvenient, especially when something's beyond your control. So we really want to empower our users to be able to manage their time effectively, move as they will, right? Yeah.
No. So the only thing I think to add to that really is it's really just about how we can better improve the situation here in the Philippines on our own. You know, I mean, big change takes a lot of effort. It means government, it's all these things. But in our own way, in private sector, I think we can also contribute to allowing people to really get around this country because it seems small when you're in Manila, but it's huge. Yeah. And it's very difficult.
That's very correct, Enrique. Because when you think about it, like when I compare to other countries, like for example, I'm based in Taiwan, and for example, Taiwan is just a small island, like smaller than Luzon. Pero ang daling puntahan bawat sulok ng isla. Ang Pilipinas, napakaganda ng Pilipinas, pero ang hirap puntahan ng bawat sulok ng Pilipinas kasi meron ng mga bus, let's say bus, yung public transportation. Pero hindi naman bawat sulok ay pwede mong puntahan through bus kasi it's a public transportation. Yung point to point, yun yung mahalaga nating isolve sa Pilipinas. Yung
right.
Mobility from any point A to any point B. At makakatulong ito kung ma-upgrade natin yung kakayahan ng mga Pilipino, ng mga tao to go from any point A to any point B. When you come to think of it, actually, aangat pa ekonomiya sa any point B, di ba? Kasi mas maraming travelers, mas maraming visitors, mas maganda yung pagdaloy ng money, ng ekonomiya, mas mag-grow pa yung mga ibang parts ng Pilipinas. So it's basically parang yung, hindi siya public transportation eh. It's a private transportation na kumbaga na upgrade yung mobility from anywhere to anywhere in the Philippines. So
right.
I think that's a very good,
vision. But it's private transportation, so it's basically personal mobility on demand. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Anywhere you need to go in the Philippines, you want to fly, you want to see Bicol, why don't you just fly to Bicol and rent a car from a local Bicolano,
yes.
Right? Just borrow his car, see his area, and then fly out. Mabilis. You know, it's efficient.
Yes.
It saves you a lot of headache, and it just helps a lot, diba?
Yes, that's a really good vision. I mean, ang ganda niya, ang ganda niya. So I'm actually very supportive now, ano, now hearing all of this, hearing the vision. I'm actually very supportive of what you want to do in the own. Now let's end this conversation with that, ano. So what are some of your future plans? Maybe meron kayong roadmap or maybe meron kayong parang other pasabog pa na i-release niyo sa madla sa with the own, ano. So yeah, go ahead. Maybe meron kayong gusto i-share.
Nothing too major. I think the only next pasabog we're going to have is our website so that you don't need to download the app anymore to search what cars are available. And you can book directly on our web platform. That's the next big thing I think we can tell the people about. Aside from that, it's really just that we're growing in terms of service area every day. Right now, we're live in 15 cities nationwide, including Cebu, Davao, Puerto Princesa, things like that, no? And we're just growing. We're looking for hosts in every city that has an airport. So if you've got an extra car, if you've got an extra car and your city has an airport, we want you.
I see. So that's the goal for now. Do you have anything to add, Miguel?
Yeah, right now we're just really focused on trying to get our brand out there. I know that it takes time for people to trust a new company. So hopefully everything will fall into place. You know how things move slow in the Philippines. Like, we want to grow organically. We don't want to be like super big right away. We really want to be consistent with the things that we want to do. And, you know, like, hear what the people have to say with the service that we have to offer. Because I had an Instagram post the other day. I said, success is measured by value, not only money. And we're very proud with how we do business. And for us, that's a very big achievement. I really hope that the general public, you know, chooses Dawn and tries it out for, you know, a day or two. So at least they know that they experience the value that we have to offer.
Actually, ang ganda nga, no, kung lahat nga ng airports, I'm very active ang mga hosts ni Dawn. Kasi I remember lang dati, no, maybe share ko lang bago tayo mag-end. Ano, nagpunta akong Bacolod and pagkababa ko sa airport doon, I had to ride a tricycle and then papunta sa bayan and then hindi ko mapuntahan yung mga sulok-sulok yung ng Bacolod kasi wala akong mode of transportation. So buti na lang meron akong naging kaibigan doon na may sariling car doon and hinatid ako. Pero ang laking difference now that I'm thinking about it, kung meron akong ma-rent na car, pagkababa ko ng airport kasi I can go to my hotel and I can go to anywhere in the island kasi I kumbaga that car, as long as I rent it, as long as I borrow it, I can use it to go to any point in that island.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I'm from Bacolod. I'll tell you right now that you can rent a van. I think it's 3-5 a day with driver, then put gas on top. But if you're alone, you don't need a van. You don't need a driver. Exactly, right? So if we have more vehicles near, not necessarily beside the airport, but something drivable, na willing yung host ihatid dun sa airport, right? Because if you're staying in Bacolod for 5 days and you're renting out your car for like 2,000 pesos a day, right? And you get it for all 5 days, that's a 10,000 pesos additional income for you na kesa nakapark lang yung kotse mo, di ba?
It's true. And para ma-exercise yung makina rin ng kotse.
Oh, absolutely.
Kaya naman.
Mas tight lang siya.
Cars are, then, they are an expense. Like, maintenance,
paying,
personal insurance, all of these things in between, right? So, kailangan bawiin mo din siya at some point, right? So, wanna be able to give that opportunity to anyone who has a car.
Yeah, cars are both assets and liability nga daw, diba? So, ayun, so marami salamat, Enrique and Miguel. So, if our listeners pala want to find out more about Dawn, so how can they find more information? Maybe you can lead them to the web platform na ilalabas or maybe to the app. So, go ahead and invite them.
Well, you can find our website at www.dawn.ph. You can find our app on any of the app stores as mentioned. And you can also search us on social media at dawn.ph on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, so I'm also follow doon and I'm actually excited ano sa mga gagawin niyo pa and sana la, dumating tayo sa point na lahat ng airport in the Philippines it's very easy to borrow a vehicle and drive. So let's go doon. Salamat, salamat. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Thank you, Johnny. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Salamat.
Thank you very much to our 38 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Tuala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. Mamiki Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Podify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Uplift Code Camp, Founders Launchpad, Pocketworks, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.